Hi, this is Camden Toy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, and you're listening to the 8-Bit Geek. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We're doing 8-Bit Horror Fest 2017. And we were reviewed. We reviewed or reviewing?
We reviewed.
We are reviewing.
We're currently reviewing. Yeah. This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
This is the post-review review show.
We're going to review what we've already reviewed.
We're going to review our last week's episode of Night of the Living Dead. Go.
No. mediocre at best.
We are reviewing Friday the 13th from 1980. My name is Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And don't forget to check out all of last week's wonderful and this week's, because this will come out on Friday. So we've got 2 weeks now of content from 8-Bit Horror Fest that you need to check out. Check out some of the other shows that are putting out the content and go give them a like and follow them on your podcasting networks. Show some love. So I have to admit something. This is the second week in a row that I've watched a movie that I've never seen before.
You've never seen this movie before?
We're opening you up.
I've only watched, because I was always disinterested in this one, because I always knew it was the mom, right? Spoilers. And
how did that get spoiled for you, though?
And so, just in passing, and just growing up watching the Jason movies. So I've always avoided this one. I've always watched Jason 2 all the way through. Like, I've seen them all. But this one just always eluded me because I just didn't have a care for it. You know, going back and watching it, it's actually it has a 19 score on Metacritic, so people don't generally like it. But I went back and I watched it. And I was like, this is all right. It's not that bad.
Doesn't have a 19 on Metacritic. Jesus Christ, that's low.
Uh-huh. Because compared to the other Friday the 13th movies, it's not very good. And this is coming from a huge Friday the 13th fan.
Like, well, no, I'm a fan too, but like, fuck, that's low. I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe some of this is like newer generations coming in being like, oh shit, Friday the 13th, the first Jason movie. And they watch and they go, no, Jason!
There's no
Just like
Jason.
That too. That was what Jared did.
No, Jason! Thumbs down!
Thumbs down! Ashley sat and watched this one with me, and I didn't expect
that
to happen.
That it was the mom?
She knew nothing about... She's never seen a Friday the 13th ever.
Okay, so it was perfect for her. Then what was her reaction?
She was like... she goes, I can't do this. I said, well, Ash, there's no actual... Jason's not in this film. Like, I gave her a little heads up, and she goes, okay. But she actually didn't mind anything of it. She actually enjoyed it. But she couldn't do the first-person kind of view. Like, it kept weird. Right. It kept freaking her out. And that was the thing that was unsettling to her.
Okay.
So, but other than that, I swear to God, she's turning into a horror head. Not a horror head. A horror head.
A horror head. But, hey, I want to real quick read Gene Siskel's review from Siskel and Ebert.
Okay.
A disgusting, artless shocker. A cruel film that offers teenage girls in peril as well as gruesome beheadings, only for sickies.
Was that
Although
from
I will,
zero?
I will.
He gave it a zero.
Was that from 1980?
July 11th, 1980.
So
page 8 of the Chicago Tribune.
This is this is one of the
rest in peace.
The films that birthed kind of the slasher genre, right?
Started with Halloween, actually. Halloween came out in 78, and this came out in 80. So this was kind of a cash-in, if you will. But it did continue. It did the whole, like, teenagers fucking, people having drugs, they gotta die kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this did a really what was I thinking? Never mind. Doug, you take it away. I'm going to think of what my thought was.
What? So, what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, okay, so I was thinking about the movie, and then what you said about a cash-in, but they also thought ahead because of the fact that they dropped hints of this thing getting a sequel, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, almost, well, and that's the thing, is the part two literally came out a year later, so, I mean, they knew from the get-go that they were going to make a follow-up to this, and they knew pretty much immediately, like, you can tell just again with the pace of the movie, the things like they want you to think that it's Jason. Like they yeah. let you think the whole movie that like maybe Jason has come back. So you know, because they keep there's the references of all the bad things that have happened there. I guess maybe they, I mean, when you start to learn about Jason, I guess maybe that's what I don't know. But as I'm saying that now, I'm like, wait a minute, they didn't really start mentioning Jason until the mom showed up.
Well, they did right. mention
that they did at the very beginning of the movie. That drowning. Was the whole lead-in was
that, oh the know, guy the trucker that was driving the cook. Yeah, that's right. I was like, but right,
you and, dumb kids never listen.
Yeah,
condescending.
You got a new job there. I'm gonna give you one piece of advice: run, yeah. get out of here.
Well, wow. then you also had a crazy. What was it, Crazy Eddie or what was his name? Crazy Ralph. You kids, you're gonna die! Whoa! And he just like hops on his bike and fucking goes off.
I found that I found when she was in the car, I was laughing uncontrollably because I was like, they had to dub her lines. Like, there's no way that that's her voice while she's in the trucker's oil rig. Like, it was so bad. Like, I was I looked at the lips. Ashley was even like, they don't sync up, Jeremy. And I was like, yeah, they definitely, like, they probably could not hear her do her lines in the truck. It was because it was a loud fucking truck.
Yeah, definitely. It's a loud truck. And they probably, like, literally just stuck a camera in there with them and then have them drive around. Yeah, I mean, that's just how you had to do it at the time. Yeah. Because, especially in an old vehicle like that, like, I mean, you saw the thing. Like,
it was
no
loud as shit.
That.
Yeah.
Probably not I mean, it was made for, the budget was only 550. 1,000 estimated.
Jesus.
But in 80s money, that's like 2 million.
Yeah. It's opening. I mean,
that's a pretty good budget for what they were offering.
What would be the inflation of that these days?
Oh, look it up.
What was the what did you say what the budget was?
550,000.
550,000 inflation
1980. Value of 550,000 would be 1 million.
See, almost 2 million. $1.7 million.
But that's still
$2 million, Kev. You know what costs $2 million these days, as far as making like movies and stuff? An episode of The Flash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We all know how terrible those are.
Yeah, you can go suck my.
Oh no, wait, no! I'm thinking Supergirl. Supergirl.
Yeah. No, Supergirl's a little more expensive, at least
which
the first
season. Which is hilarious, because it's so bad. The effects in that show are so poor.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's not a good show. Their budget for this movie was less than an episode of most television shows. So
these days.
And that's the thing, is like even $2 million these days is still considered like a very indie, conservative budget.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't say indie, but yeah.
Paranormal Activity was made with like what, 20 million, 15 million?
No, it was way less than that.
Bullshit, it was.
They made a ton of money.
Bullshit, it was.
I'm even going to go back further.
We're just going to go budgets now. This is all $11,000.
For what?
I told you, it was fucking cheap.
Maybe I'm thinking of.
They had one room to film on some fucking handicaps.
I'm thinking of The Conjuring.
Because
that was one that was $20 million to make that one, and it made $44 million its opening like weekend or whatever, or opening day. And they were like, that's what I was like, okay, well, this is...
Yeah, but The Conjuring was made by a major studio, while Paranormal Activity was made by a couple dudes. And Paranormal Activity, by the way, went on to make $193.4 million. Mm-hmm, yeah. There's going to be a sequel. Oh, wait, there already was a ton of shitty sequels.
To each their own.
But $11,000, like I said, it's real cheap to make a cheap movie. But however, Friday the 13th, for what it was worth at the time, it was pretty good, because you had, you know, we get to talk another week about Tom Savini. Tom Savini was in this.
I saw that name.
And in charge of the makeup and gore and the Jason prosthetics.
And one of the more creative kill scenes in it with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
By the way, it was Kevin Bacon's first movie.
Yeah.
Before Tremors, there was Friday the 13th.
I had forgotten that he was in it.
Yeah.
Completely. Because he's like the second person to die in the movie.
Yeah, he dies pretty early. Like, he doesn't really do too much in it. A lot of the camp counselors.
Fucks that one chick. He gets the fuck that chick, which was pretty kind of hot.
Yeah.
Right? She was
cute as shit.
And that sex scene. was a sex scene.
Yeah, and then
it set the rules. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she gets out to go to the restroom, and he like turns over and starts smoking a fat joint, and then it wasn't a fat joint.
It was like that was a roach. Come on.
It was like a roach. And then while he's there, he just the side angle of that shot of the arrowhead like busting through his neck from like the profile shot was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like holy shit. Holy shit. But then when it cuts to like looking at him straight on and his face and stuff, it's like, okay, that doesn't look like a neck.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like your shoulders. The skin tone is gray.
Well, that's because back in the 80s, when you didn't have high definition, it was very believable. But now in the days of like remasters and everything like that, you can really see how the sausage is made. So it does ruin it. Once again, why a lot of people go back and watch this and say it hasn't aged well.
It hasn't. There are definitely some of those kills, especially with the first girl that dies. Annie.
Which is, that was going against the rules of, by the way, of slasher films. Because slasher films, normally it's always people who are fucking like sinning in some kind of way. They're either fucking, doing drugs, or doing something along those lines. Those are always like the ones to go. But like Annie was like the happy, carefree chick, and then yeah, she just fucking gets axed off right at the beginning of the film.
And she kind of goes against this like whole series' own rules. Like, I mean, they kind of make a big point, especially like I think in Jason X or whatever, where they're like, oh, we set up a trap for him. There's some kids fucking in a tent or a sleeping bag. Like, he's clearly gonna go for them, and then he does. Like, he's like chasing this girl, and it's like, fucking? Oh, hell no. Nah. And like goes over there, picks up the sleeping bag, and starts bashing them against the tree.
Totally. Like, Jason she didn't was the do ultimate cockwalker. Yeah. Jason was the ultimate cockwalker, man. That's what we've learned.
I guess it wasn't Jason in this case who killed her. It was the mom who was enacting her revenge on the camp counselors for letting her son die.
She just wanted to kill every person that was involved at the camp.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like how they, you know, they, that whole setup with like, she gets the ride, and like, you never see the driver, and you never see all that stuff. But again, that should be the hint number one. It's not Jason. When the fuck has he ever like driven a car?
I bet he doesn't have a driver's license.
Yeah, there's no way that kid has a driver's license.
I also like how they covered everything up with, you know, the flannel that the mom was just wearing, the flannel, and then a ring, a man's like graduation ring, to make it believable enough to be like, that's not a woman.
Yeah, and one of the best parts, too, also, is at the very end when you finally see Miss Voorhees, she's got that little sweater on, you know, looking like a little granny. But you can see the collar of the flannel shirt sticking up just a little bit around her neck, where it's mostly covered, but there's just a little bit of flannel. So if you're watching and you spot that, you're immediately like, ah! What? But, you know, if again, you're, I guess, expecting a man to be the murderer, if you're expecting Jason or even Crazy Ralph or whatever. Because that was kind of like I remember the first time watching it, like thinking like they're gonna try and point this on Crazy Ralph, because like he's fucking insane. And then of course they never really go down that route in that movie. But
well, even they kind of incriminate the camp owner, because he drove a Jeep as well. So at the beginning of the movie you see the Jeep, and then when he goes into town later on when he's eating in the diner, the Jeep is there. And so you're like, oh fuck, he could be the one. And then they
And I remember even thinking like that this time, where it was like, okay, we saw him drive one of the Jeep, but the Jeep, the top was down. I remember seeing the top was down when he left. And so when she got picked up, the top was back up, and I was like, okay, well, that's how you know it's not him, because the top's up. But then when he's in the diner, which, by the way, should be back by lunchtime, it's fucking dark outside when we see him next.
Right?
Yeah. Like, and it's raining, but the top of the Jeep's back on, and it was kind of like, oh, okay, so that's how they may do that, is that, you know, oh shit, the top's up. Oh shit, that's like the same Jeep.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the same time, I should be back in a couple hours. I should be back by lunchtime. Let's make sure this camp's ready before our campers get here. Like, where did you go?
Yeah.
What? Where did you go? It's like that scene from Wet Hot American Summer where it's like, hey, we got to go into town for groceries and or whatever, for supplies and stuff. And then they end up at the very end of that whole sequence in a fucking drug house, like, passed out because they were doing like meth.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, man?
They leave you guessing on a lot of people. Even the trucker, when the trucker's like warning him at the beginning, you know, it's there's a lot of like, who could it be? You know,
it was a smart setup for 1980s. It got Ashley, like when the woman came in and was like, hey, I used to work here, like blah blah blah, and she's like,
yeah,
wait a minute, it was her, wasn't it? It was fucking her. She's the killer. And mm-hmm. and she was like really invested in finding out if she was the killer. So it works, you know.
Mm-hmm. Killer, yeah. Mommy, killer.
Oh God, that was so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Betsy Palmer was fantastic in it.
She's like, great
in
the movie.
She was an icon, and she's amazing. She passed in 2015, unfortunately. Going back and looking at her IMDb, it's hilarious because she's done so many like pretty respectable movies, and then that. And after that, it's become like she was kind of a horror person after that. But like she's done all kinds of other stuff. It's hilarious how that kind of works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did were they able to get her for the game, or did they just clip her audio from the movies? They just got it from the movies, yeah.
I think they just got it from the movies, if that's even her, to be honest. I haven't really, really checked in on it. But I mean, because this is 2015 when she passed, and even by then, she wasn't.
Yeah, she's not credited in the game, but I don't. I mean, would they even have... I'll look it up. You guys keep talking.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was fantastic in it, though. I mean, and it was... The only thing that threw me off about this, and this is just me being thinking realistically or say in wrestling terms, kayfabe, where it was like she was really strong-arming all these people that she was killing, men, women, everybody. But then when she comes to killing, like, the final girl, the survivor girl, like she's getting knocked all around and everything like that. Like Alice is just beating the shit out of her and she's not really putting up much of a fight. And it makes me wonder, it's like, why the hell did she lose all her steam at this point?
Well, okay. Before we get to the end of with that fight and everything, mm-hmm. I just want to say whoever they got to play the cop was funny, like fantastic. He did not know how to drive that fucking bike. Like, I was like, he made a turn, his foot's down, and then he's like waking his way back up, and he almost fucking drops the bike, and I'm just laughing. It was so funny.
He was trying to be such a badass, too.
He was.
Like, trying to like talk down to the kids.
It was awesome. God. It was
really great. It was terrible. Yeah, that fucking cop. I think it was like Sergeant Tierney or something like that. Or no, it was Officer Dorf was his name. He's, you kids aren't doing anything crazy. You better watch yourself. Don't be smart, boy.
I want to get in a little bit to talk about the kills, which I thought was really interesting for this film, was that none of the bodies were revealed until towards the end of the movie. You know,
kind of.
With a couple of exceptions. I mean, you definitely, there's the camper that's above Kevin Bacon where you see that his throat has been slit.
But you only...
We watch Kevin Bacon die. But then from that point, you see the girl catch the axe in the head. But then after that, everyone else is kind of revealed as later as they're like being picked off one by one, and then we're left with Alice.
Right, but what I'm saying is like there wasn't like any other campers that ran into these bodies, you know, like it was just like, oh shit, where'd they go, you know, like there was nothing, there was no setup. You know how a lot of the times in these horror films nowadays one of the cast members will like run into, and that's how they find out something's happening. Like, oh my God, fucking Jimmy's dead. How did Jimmy die? He's got a fucking axe to the throat, you know? And this one kept like, it just nothing. It was just like, where is everybody? And so I thought that was pretty cool until the, what was the first one? I think when the door swings open and she sees all the arrows in the head and body.
Yeah, the one chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one dude. The one dude that was like pinned to the arrows and stuff. And then the chick who I thought was gonna get shot by the arrow just because they allude to it earlier in the movie.
Yeah,
It was like that guy. I don't even think it was that guy. It was the other guy at the very end of the movie that was left when they were playing Monopoly, because that's what
strip counselors
do. Yeah, because that's a thing. And like,
it is. It's I've done that.
No, you haven't. That's a lie.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why he was late to this recording.
Yeah.
that's why you were late to this recording.
Hey, Ash, we found a new game to play.
I was by myself.
Well, you were still calling her name.
I was just naked. I
start with my clothes off and slowly work them back on.
So I thought she was going to be shot, and then it was a surprise when she wasn't, and it was like the other dude. But she did like see him, like, and he had like... It was ridiculous because he was like shot through like the eyes, it looked like. Mm-hmm. Like he had one through the eye and like another one through his mouth or whatever, but then his like throat was slit also.
How the fuck did she get him on the door?
And which way, how did you do this? Did you shoot him and like pin him to the wall and then slit his throat, because I'm pretty sure the arrow through the eye probably did the job to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Are you He-Man as well? Like, how could you lift these people to put them on ropes on, like, how? And which I guess we can lead into to that final fight where I just was like, there was superhuman strength in some of these deaths and the way that they were positioned. And then when it came to the last fight with Alice, she's just like, eh, slap fight, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it made no sense. But once again, they wanted to make you believe that it was somebody else. They wanted to really twist the ending there. But when you go back and think about it, you're like, eh.
It's the longest fight scene in history.
It was
the whole movie
long.
Just drags on, to be honest. Yeah. I love Friday the 13th, but it's like anyone who really loves the Friday the 13th series is always like, you got to watch part one just to get through it. But after that, it gets much better.
Yeah. It gets much better, and then it gets, and then it kind of goes back downhill a little bit.
Yeah, with like Jason Goes to Manhattan. Fuck that movie.
Can I? The
more
one...
like Jason Goes to Toronto for 10 minutes.
The one scene that freaked me out the most was when Alice gets into the boat and then her fingers dipping in the fucking water. And mm-hmm. I was just like, bitch, get your hand out of the out of the water. And I was ready for her to get pulled down or something. It never happened, but obviously that was the point, because you're just like, something fucking Jason's fucking something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen.
You think about the dream sequence at the end, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, like when she gets into the
it's a little bit because she pushes out into the water or whatever, and she's out in the lake. But like it starts with the dream sequence where her hand's just dangling there, and you see the cops show up, and then she's like, I'm over here, boys. And then like Jason's
that's
like,
exactly what you did.
And pulls her in. Mm-hmm. And then she wakes up because she's in the hospital. But No, I thought the same thing. And then I was like, see, that's how you bring in, and that's how you tie in a sequel. But then it was like, oh, no, it's just, it was just a dream. But they do kind of show the lake at the very end. There are some bubbles.
Well, that, and the lead into that whole thing was, especially if you watch part two, was that apparently Jason has been alive the whole time, and he watched his mom get killed, like beheaded by Alice, and that's why, spoiler alert, at the beginning of Friday 13 2, Alice goes missing.
Yeah, bye-bye Alice.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Their way of just writing off a character, but yeah.
Right. But also, it's great. Like, especially when you, again, the fact that the next one came out in 1981, like, with the next year, like, they knew what they were doing. Like, they knew, they had this planned out. So I'm sure the actress that played Alice knew that, like, okay, I'm going to survive the first one. 5 minutes in the second one.
Yeah.
Quick quesh.
Mm-hmm. Quick cue.
How do they explain, I know this is going into the second one here, but how do they explain Jason? I guess you already explained it. He survives the water, right? But like in the sequels and shit, he's always in the water. He can breathe underwater and shit. Like, did he grow up underwater?
He had a long time to practice, really.
He was, he found some friends and he lived in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob, Voorhees.
Voorhees, square pants.
Well, I think the way you can explain that, because like this happens, what, 20 years before this council, the counselors go there. So Jason's technically in his 30s, mm-hmm. which the whole dream sequence, I don't know why they show him as a kid coming out of the water, but it's a kid. But he's an adult at this point.
That's how he was. That's how he died.
Yeah. But the way, I guess,
this was a dream.
He's had a lot of time in the water, I guess, and he is able to, because he's like a fucking speedboat in the water. Every water sequence that was ever in Friday the 13th, he was able to zoom right through. And if you played the goddamn Nintendo game, the water was the worst place you could choose to be, because you couldn't avoid him.
Dude,
if you just fucking flew past the screen.
I couldn't fucking even win in that Nintendo game. I remember playing that shit.
It took me a Game Genie. I had to use a Game Genie to finish that game.
I couldn't figure out where to go. Like, you go into a... Anywho.
It pisses me off. There's speed runs of that game done in, like, 13 minutes.
The fuck out of here. Hey, so when does he get his iconic mask?
Part 3.
Isn't that amazing that it goes into 3 movies before you even see him in his mask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
insane. The thing that, like, the most, like, iconic thing of the whole character, not until the third movie. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, because in part two, he's got like a bag over his head, like kind of like a
it's a burlap sack.
Burlap sort of sack. Yeah, burlap sack with like one eye. Like,
yeah.
And then in the third one, yeah, a camp counselor brings it with him. And Jason, right before he kills a dude with an arrow, just puts it on. And then fucking, like, it was Friday the 13th part 3, which was the bold idea of making it in 3D. So they did the arrow coming right at the screen. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really fucked up. Like, there was some scenes in that, like, I guess if you had 3D glasses and wanted to participate, it was pretty cool. But, yeah, that was the adventure.
I think that was probably,
part 3 was a pretty good movie, too.
I think that was probably when they had, when Jason, or when Freddy went 3D as well.
No, that was years later.
Was it really?
Friday 13th Part 3 was like maybe 82, 83. Uh-huh. And the Jason, or Friday 13 was like Friday 13 Part 6 that had the 3D sequence. And that was in like maybe 89, 90.
I'm looking at a screen cap right now of Jason from the third one. And I'll send it to you. But it just looks like he just got caught stealing candy from his mom's like fucking stash or some shit.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Here, I'll send it to you real quick.
But overall,
man, yeah, part 3 came out in 82. Man, they did not fuck around.
That's what I'm saying. Like they were, because it was so easy to make for the most part. You already had a set. They didn't. No one really left the campgrounds, so all you had to do is just come up with some creative kills. And I mean, you were basically just. It was. I mean, it was more about the kills than it was the story.
He just looks like he was looking at something, and somebody said he was like, "Huh."
Oh boy.
oh
bummer.
Oh beans.
No. They caught me.
Oh beans. Busted again.
All right, so let's go through it. Let's give our final reactions and then we'll score it. How's that?
Are we not gonna talk about the fight scene at the end that lasts for 20 minutes?
Okay. We can cover it a little bit more. What do you got to say?
Well, you were like, before we start talking about the end, let's talk about some of the kills, the outrageous kills and stuff like that. So I don't know if we ever finished it. It's just, yeah, no, it's ridiculous. My favorite part, though, is literally when she has the rifle and she she hits her with it, and then she throws it on the ground.
Yeah, it fucking really defeated the purpose there.
My aggravation comes from that. It after three times she kept just leaving her instead of like bashing her fucking brains in.
Yeah, I'm like, you've knocked her out a little bit, or at least you've dazed her where she's laying on the ground because you just hit her in the face with the butt of a rifle. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Keep hitting her in the face with the butt of the rifle until you hear the, like, you close your eyes, you just keep hitting until it goes from like a crutch to just a like sloppy gross jello-y noise. And then you're done. And at that point, you're done. You've won. You're done at that point.
Would you have gotten... Okay, so after that, she runs into the car, and there's a dead body there. Now, would you freak out and get out of the car and run away? Or would you still be like, I'm getting in this fucking Jeep, and I'm gone?
I'm gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then how do you explain a dead body?
Yeah.
You're the only one coming back from the fucking camp.
Well, you get outside of the campgrounds, you quickly open the door, and you toss the body out. Because it's not Jason yet, so she's not quick. She's not the stalker that Jason is in the woods.
It's true.
Well, and also, I mean, that's how it ended anyway. She cut off Pamela Voorhees' head, and it's like, how are you going to explain that? Well...
it was Mrs. Voorhees. Okay, question here,
that's
Alice.
That's where that bitch been hiding.
Yeah, a couple of questions for you, Alice.
She used to work at the camp and was a very nice woman in town. She treated everyone with respect.
We all loved her, and I really doubt that she was able to muscle and do all the things that you say that she did, because she's just a tiny old woman.
Also, Alice.
At that point, literally, I'd just be like, it's that guy, the camp counselor guy, the guy that left us for a couple hours. He left us, and we assume that he stalked us for a couple hours. We don't know where he's been. He has no alibi. It's him. It was him. He did it.
I'm sure. I don't know.
He cut off her head.
I love how the police just like assume she was okay. Like if that happened in 2017, that she would be under arrest and questioned relentlessly.
She would have been in the boat, and she'd have been like, "Oh, I'm over here," and they would have just been like,
"Open fire!" Yeah. Like the end of Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead. She just like, huh? Headshot.
Carrying her corpse to a fire for no fucking reason.
All right. Let's do this. Kev, what'd you think?
Man, like I said, as much as I love Friday 13, this one's a little rough to get through. If we're going to go out of five, I'm going to go 3 out of 5. And that's being generous. I really want to say 2, but I go 3 just because, like I said, I think Betsy Palmer did a good job with her small role in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the cinematography was pretty shitty. I hated a lot of those first person camera views just to kind of throw off who's the killer. You know, I thought that was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. There was a lot better things they could have done with that film, but yeah, it led to a great series overall. So once again, you got to deal with this one, but the rest of them are a lot better.
I'll agree with you there. I'll give it a 3 out of 5. It was the first watch through and everything. Echoing what you said, tough to get through a little bit. Shaky cam sucked. But overall, I mean, there were some creative kills for 1980. And mm-hmm. obviously it ruffled a lot of feathers from critics, which is always a good thing. So it broke ground. It helped create a genre. So you got to give it props for that. Doug?
I think it's a disgusting, artless shocker, a cruel film that offers teenage girls in peril, as well as a gruesome beheading. Only for sickies. 3 out of 5.
There you go, folks. We'll be back again. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? What are we reviewing next, Doug?
Next up is going to be Kev's favorite. Phantasma.
Captain Phantasma.
Phantasm.
You got to be shitting me, man. That mother's strong.
Fantastic.
Phantasma.
We're going to watch Star Wars Episode 7 for the one scene that Captain Phantasma's in, and we're going to review that.
I don't even know if
I can... Wait, what was her name? Well, actually, wait, that's Phasma.
Captain Phantasma?
No, it was Phasma, you bitch.
But she was named after... She was named after
Phantasma. She was named after... Really?
Yeah. Put some money on it, motherfucker. You're the Star Wars nerd. You should know that shit. J.J. Abrams purposely put her in there, and that's why her suit is fucking silver, because she is matching the orb that is in Phantasm.
There's
Look
no
that motherfucking shit up.
I'm doing it right now. We'll talk about it on next week's show.
We'll
be reviewing Phantasma.
Like, subscribe, notes in the comments. Let them know what you think about Phantasm.
Phantasm. Nah.
I looked up Phantasia, and I got Fantasia, the singer.
It's Phantasm.
Phantasm. Phantasm. Yes.
Phantom of
1979.
Yes. So this is pre Friday 13 as well. Man.
Guys,
this one's more of a slow burn, but it's great.
Yeah. So that's what we'll be watching next week. Its budget was $300,000, 1979. So it's how much that cost. Well, next week.
Next week.
Okay. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We'll talk to you soon. Well, wait, no, we won't. It's not a phone call.
No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.